Data on crimes committed by migrants in Australia will be tracked by the United States following a directive from the Trump administration. The ABC has confirmed that the US Embassy in Canberra has been given the directive, along with embassies in several other Western nations, including New Zealand and Canada. Farah Farouk is the CEO of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, the peak body for ethnic and multicultural organisations in the state, and joins me now. Farah, welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally. What an outrage.
You've got ahead of me. I was going to ask, what do you make of this directive from the US to its embassies?
Well, I'm very surprised. It flies in the face of the US being an immigrant nation, doesn't it? Those of us who've seen, you know, Lady Liberty welcoming immigrants historically, the Statue of Liberty to America, this is just ridiculous. It's an old trope, the idea that immigrants are responsible and, you know, progenitors of crime. Last time I looked, immigrants built America and immigrants have helped build Australia equally.
Should the United States be allowed to gather data on migrants in Australia?
Well, I don't know how they propose to do so. I presume they'll get it from public sources, and I don't think there are very reliable or authoritative studies that support that proposition. This is an old right-wing, proposition that immigrants are to blame for all of society's ills. It just doesn't wash. It does not actually fit the data sets that are available, and I'm not sure what they will find. They'll have to make up some magic pudding.
Should the federal government push back or make its displeasure known, in your view?
Well, I would hope there would be strong conversations around that issue. I note that the New Zealand government, in public statements, has come out against any such proposition. So I would urge Australia's politicians and public officials to contest this kind of narrative. These are hateful narratives built to distract from serious issues, and they absolutely have no merit. There is no such, even the American Immigration Council, I had a little check of their data, and they've done a comprehensive comparison of crime data from 1980 to 2022. And in fact, even though the number of immigrants to the US increased, there was a drop in the crime rate. And there is no authoritative data to support any such proposition here in Australia. I've not seen it. Organisations like the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria say, bring it on, let's talk about migration levels, let's have fact-based discussions. But distracting with false narratives is about supposed a contribution, or if that's the word, to the crime rate, is just a massive distraction and of no merit whatsoever.
If they're looking for the data, is that a false narrative? If they're just asking for data, going to look for data?
Oh. Well, I mean, is it the data by tabloid headlines? Is that the data they'll be counting? I'm not sure, Sally.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast, and I'm speaking with Farah Farouk from the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria. Farah, turning to another matter, Pauline Hanson has made international headlines this week for again wearing a burqa in the Senate. What's your reaction to what took place?
Oh, well, look, Pauline has been distracting us for decades, hasn't she? I mean, she was on a dancing show on television, and equally she's dancing false narratives and dress-ups in Parliament. I think it's undignified, and thankfully our Parliament has responded across partisan lines and has suspended her. So I'm happy to see that strong stance. Look, I don't... people from diverse backgrounds don't like to spend too much time focusing in on what Pauline Hanson's up to. She's a fringe figure, in my view.
When you look at what might be happening in the wider community, we know that polling has shown a significant increase in popularity for One Nation since the election. Sometimes we've seen patterns where that kind of support can soften when people actually go to the ballot box. But what do you make of this seeming increase in support for the agenda and the policies of One Nation?
Well, as I recall, during the election period, there was an attempt to bring up issues around migration, and they were resoundingly knocked back by the Australian population. I think the finding of the election and the outcome of the election showed that people didn't buy into that kind of discussion. Yes, subsequently, there has been some increase in Pauline's numbers, but she inhabits, she's a minority party and inhabits a small part of the Australian polity. I don't think Pauline Hanson's ready to launch her own MAGA movement in Australia, despite her own attempts to do so. She might share Mr. Trump's hair colour, but I don't think she's about to take on the lodge.
Farah Farooq, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Farah Farooq is CEO of the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria.